On a distant hilltop, twinkling like an early evening star, a white light was flashing. Blouse lowered his telescope. "They're repeating CQ," he said, "and I believe those longer pauses are when they're aiming their tube in different directions. They're looking for their spies. CQ, see? Private Igor."
"Thar?"
"You know how that tube works, don't you?"
"Oh, yes, sir. You just light a flare in the box, and then it's just point and click."
"You're not going to answer it, are you, sir?" said Jackram, horrified. "I am indeed, Sergeant," said Blouse briskly. "Private Carborundum, please assemble the tube. Manacle, please bring the lantern. I shall need to read the codebook."
"But that'll give away our position," said Jackram.
"No, Sergeant, because although this term may be unfamiliar to you, I intend to what we call lie," said Blouse. "Igor, I'm sure you have some scissors, although I'd rather you didn't attempt to repeat the word."
"I have some of the appliances you mentioned, sir," said Igorina stiffly.
"Good," Blouse looked around. "It's almost pitch dark now. Ideal. Take my blanket and cut, a 3-inch circle out of it, and then tie the blanket over the front of the tube."
"That will cut off most of the light, sir."
"Indeed it will. My plan depends upon it," said Blouse proudly.
"Sir, they will see the light. They'll know we're here," said Jackram, as though repeating things to a child.
"I explained, Sergeant. I will lie," said Blouse.
"You can't lie when—"
"Thank you for your input, Sergeant. That will be all for now," said Blouse. "Are we ready, Igor?"
"Just about, sir," said Igorina, tying the blanket across the end of the tube. "Okay, sir. I'll light the flare when you say."
Blouse unfolded the little book. "Ready, Private?" he said.
"Yep,"
said Jade. "On the word long, you will hold the trigger for the count of 2 and then let go. On the word short, you will hold it down for the count of 1 and likewise let it go. Got that?"
"Yep, LT. Could hold it down for lots if you like,"
said Jade.
"One, two, many, lots. I'm good at counting. I as you like. Just say the word."
"2 will suffice," said Blouse. "And you, Private Goom, I want you to take my telescope and look for long and short flashes from that light over there. Understand?" Polly saw Woz's face and said quickly, "I'll do that, sir." A small white hand was laid on her arm. In the miserly glimmer of the dark lantern, Woz's eyes glowed with the light of certainty.
"The Duchess guides our footsteps now," she said, and took the telescope from the lieutenant. "What we are doing is her work, sir."
"Is it? Oh, well, that's good," said Blouse.
"She will bless this instrument of far-seeing that I may use it," said Wazza.
"Indeed," said Blouse nervously. "Well done. Now, are we ready? Send as follows. Long, long, short." The shutter in the tube clicked and rattled as the message flashed out across the sky. When the troll lowered the tube, there was half a minute of darkness, and then, "Short, long," Wazza began. Blouse held the codebook up to his face, his lips moving as he read by the pinpoints of light escaping from the joints of the box. "W-R-U," he said, "and M-S-G-P-R.
"That's not a message," said Jackram.
"On the contrary, they want to know where we are, because they're having trouble seeing our light," said Blouse. "Send as follows. Short,
I protest, sir."
Blouse lowered the book. "Sergeant, I am about to tell our spy that we are 7 miles further away than we really are. Do you understand? And I am certain they will believe us because I have artificially reduced the light output from our device. Do you understand? And I will tell them that their spies have encountered a very large party of recruits and deserters heading for the mountains and are in pursuit. Do you understand? I am making us invisible. Do you understand? Do you understand, Sergeant Jackram?" The squad held their breath. Jackram drew himself stiffly to attention.
"Fully understood, sir," he said.
"Very well." Jackram stood to attention as the messages were exchanged, like a naughty pupil forced to stand by the teacher's desk. Messages flashed across the sky from hilltop to hilltop. Lights flickered. The clacks tube rattled. Wazza called out the longs and shorts.
Blouse scribbled in the book.